Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We continue our look at the holiday entertainment of the season. There is something for everyone in every corner of South Dakota this month. Today, we explore a new Broadway-themed extravaganza with the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. Joining me in our studios at the University of Sioux Falls, Jennifer Boomgarten. She's Executive Director of the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Good morning, Lori.
We also have Tis the Season Director and Choreographer, Broadway star Darren Lee. He's currently touring in the production of The King and I. You can see him play the king. Welcome, Darren.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And featured soloist for Tis the Season, Tiffany Haas. She's a soprano. She portrayed Glinda in the Broadway and National Tour production of Wicked, the musical. Tiffany, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Jennifer, let's start with you. And this is a big change and a pretty big production for the state of South Dakota. Give me an idea where the idea came from and how it unfolded.
You know, we've had a really beautiful Christmas program called Holiday Collage for a number of years, and just thought it was time to think about where we were headed for the future and how does the South Dakota Symphony serve Sioux Falls and the state. And one of the ways we were going to do that is to do a little bit of a change to the Christmas show. In fact, kind of a major change to the Christmas show. There's orchestras around the country that have a model similar to this, so we explored some of those and are building our own.
All right. So what's been the early response from season ticket holders, for example? Are they excited?
You know what? Everybody's very excited. Yeah. There's actually, I would say, less than 400 tickets left between both shows at this point. So it's the response has really been tremendous.
Darren, give me an idea how you got involved and what fans have to look forward to for this extravaganza.
Well, I got a call from Jennifer, who I actually had worked with at the Omaha Symphony, and she is the executive director here, and she gave me a call letting me know that they wanted to sort of create a new show specifically for the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. And so we put our heads together, and we started to think about what kind of entertainment that we could bring that we thought the South Dakota audiences would resonate with, you know, something new and exciting and refreshing for the Christmas season. You can look forward to sort of a 50s style variety show a la the Lawrence Welk show with lots of singing and dancing, a lot of classic and some new arrangements. We have Broadway singers. We have six dancers also from the Broadway theater. We have 12 local Christmas chorus members, as well as 100-person volunteer chorus that will be joining the 70-person South Dakota Symphony Orchestra.
All right, Tiffany, you might be resting your voice already for...
I'm not going to talk in this interview. Thank you. I'm preparing for the weekend. No, I'm kidding.
What's your role in this weekend?
Well, I'm singing in the show, and you know, and I think this show in particular, Darren's done an amazing job of, you know, putting together a show that really gives something for everyone. I mean, there's everything from the classic carols that people are used to hearing and they expect to hear at Christmas time. But then there's also, you know, really fun and exciting, more contemporary takes on some of the classics. And you have dancing Santas. I mean, there's really something for everybody. And I think kind of bringing this whole Broadway show idea to the South Dakota Symphony is really exciting and something really different that I think people would enjoy this time of year, because you have that orchestral feel that feels so, you know, it feels sophisticated, and there's you know, some glamour involved in coming to sit in a concert hall and watch a symphony perform. Right. And on top of that, you've got singers and dancers, and I think it creates this really fun, festive feel for all ages.
Jennifer, talk about the musicians of the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. This has to be a lot of fun for them.
Absolutely. You know, anytime we do something new, I think it's always a challenge. Mm-hmm. And a challenge that we get really excited about. The thing I appreciate is really Darren's vision for the show, and he takes all of these elements that he mentions and combines them into this really amazing experience that I think, Tiffany, you're right. It's there's a little something for everyone in here, but I appreciate how Darren puts it together. So you'll have big company numbers that use the South Dakota Symphony, and you'll have numbers that just feature the South Dakota Symphony. You'll have numbers that just feature the South Dakota Symphony Chorus. But then we'll you know go down to a smaller number where it's just Tiffany or just John Cudiar or other soloist. We'll have dance features. We'll have a real ebb and flow throughout the evening.
And you know what's fun about a setting like this? Is that, and I know Darren understands this too because he's also a performer. You know, when you're doing a show and a musical where you're telling one particular story and you're playing one character, you can't really connect and look at the audience because there's that wall there. And in a concert setting, we can look at the audience. We can see their faces as we're singing familiar Christmas carols and encourage them to sing along when we have a sing-along like we are going to have. So everyone can write on their resume that they've performed with the South Dakota Symphony when they perform.
Like it.
But, you know, and I think that's what's also really fun and special about this particular setting, because we're able to connect with the audience and really look at them and bring them in. And I know as a performer, that's a really special and very different experience, but it's fun and it kind of reminds you why we do this.
Right. Darren, give me an idea of how you sort of put everything together. You have some big choices to make. You could, you know, it sounds like they gave you a lot of room to be creative on your own.
Well, when you develop a new show like this, there is a process involved, and so I sort of tried to look at what the South Dakota Symphony had as their current concert. I looked at the shows that they were looking to sort of emulate or sort of elevate their show to become, and then I looked sort of to my own career and the things that I know from the Broadway theater and from working as a director and a choreographer over the past decade or so, that I could bring a certain amount of theatricality. And so we have lighting, and we have dance features that I've tried to be story driven. So instead of just having the dancers come out there for dance sake, I try to create a scenario where there's some characters and some costumes. We have one where there's a lumberjack and he's out looking for the perfect Christmas tree, maybe on Christmas Eve, and then he's sort of there's a bunch of mischievous forest animals that sort of playfully interact with him throughout it.
When did you take risks? What kind of creative risks were you able to take in this production? Whether it was something that you just thought, well, we haven't done this before, or I'm not entirely sure we can pull this off, but let's try it anyway.
Well, I think we're kind of doing that in many ways. I mean, Ed, there isn't really anything that we're doing in the show that is identical to something I've done before. And so any time that you go into a rehearsal room and you rely on the talents of the individual performers to be able to collaborate and bring something new and fresh, there's a lot of risk involved. But it's also the things that end up being the most satisfying. And so I think that the South Dakota Symphony audiences can look forward to something that is completely made just for them and by the specific talents from the group that is assembled for this show in particular.
I'm curious, now that we have you both in the studio, to talk a little bit about your lives, you know, on the road with a traveling production or as Broadway performers, or, you know, even when you were an aspiring Broadway performer. What kind of insight can you give us, Tiffany? Let's start with you, about what that life is like.
Well, the reality, I'm going to dive right in. And the reality is I had 72 no's before my first yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of times young theater hopefuls don't realize, and that I always want to remind them of, if there's any listening, you know, that it's very important and I think crucial to dream big and set goals, but you can't just sit on the sofa and dream. You have to take action and be prepared oftentimes to hear no. And I think no matter what your career is, that's just a really great life lesson. And so I think perseverance was probably one of the biggest skills I ever learned when I moved to New York City. And so that was a big reality. And any time that you really, you know, anytime we have something that's worth attaining, you know, there's sacrifices involved. And so that's kind of, you know, that was my first introduction into the industry. But those 72 no's made that 73rd audition where it was a yes so incredible, and never took it for granted. But I have loved performing it, and it's been such a blessing. I've had a 12-year career as a performer. I moved to New York City in 2005, and I've loved it. And I think, again, every time I perform it at Christmas, it just, you know, reminds you, at least for me, you know, it really reminds me why we do this. And I think, you know, as a performer, we're often performing when other people are off. And so sometimes it can feel, oh man, it can feel frustrating, or, and you might be jealous of their freedom. But, you know, it's a great reminder that it's not about us, and we're performing to fulfill other people and bring joy to other people. And I think it's a really great way to kind of remove yourself from that and realize that it's about the audience. I mean, obviously we wouldn't have a show without the audience, and Broadway shows wouldn't survive without audiences. So we've got to make it about them. And mm-hmm. and I think as a performer, you know, I'm kind of rambling on, but in a show like Wicked, I had done that off and on for about 10 years. And so how do you keep it fresh? And how do you, you know, that's a whole other skill in itself, which again, coming back to this Christmas experience, is such a nice way to kind of freshen it up because we're doing new material. But in a show where you're doing the same thing every night, and that's the reality of a Broadway schedule that typically you don't experience when you're in high school or college. You do your weekend show and it's over. You know, yeah. And everyone cries on Sunday. You know, it's over. And 10 years later, you know, you're still doing the same show. And other shows have run for 20 years. And how do you keep it fresh? And I think it's just reminding yourself that this, it's about the audience. And this is their first time having this experience. And we've got to make it about them.
Jennifer, when can you be in the audience? Let's wrap it up with Tis the Season at the Washington Pavilion in the Great Hall, South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, Broadway Extravaganza. Get your
Saturday
tickets.
Night, 7:30 and Sunday afternoon, 2:30. SDSymphony.org or the Washington Pavilion box office, 367-6000.
Thank you so much for being here. Jennifer Boomgarten, Executive Director, South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. Tiffany Haas, she's a featured soloist that night. Darren Lee, director and choreographer of the whole shebang.
Yes. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.